remain blustery and cold for the afternoon hours across the region. Temperatures will struggle despite in and out sunshine. Highs will make it into the middle and upper 20s across the higher terrain, and in some spots, especially in the valleys, around 30 or even into the lower 30s. Regardless, that gusty northwest breeze at times over 20, even 30 miles per hour will add a chill to the air. And wind chill values throughout the day will remain in the single digits and teens. We also have the risk of a few passing flurries or snow showers, especially downwind of Lake Ontario. Skies will be partly cloudy, still a bit breezy tonight, as lows drop back into the single digits and lower teens. This is setting us up for a dry and cold day tomorrow with high pressure still building in. We'll have a persistent northwest breeze, perhaps not quite as strong as today, but enough to add more of a chill to the air. Despite a good amount of sunshine, high temperatures will only make it back into the mid-20s, and wind chill values will be about 10 degrees colder throughout the day. More sunshine and chilly weather on Friday, although less wind will make it feel more comfortable as highs approach 30. A cold front will make a run at us on Saturday, so any sunshine will give way to some clouds. A late-day rain shower possible with an increasing southwest wind pushing it into the mid-40s. On the backside of this system, perhaps some rain and snow showers on Sunday with highs near 40 before we drop back into the 30s with snow showers Monday and only in the lower 20s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving Pacific cold front will work eastward over the next couple of days, bringing a round of heavy rain to portions of the northern California and southwestern Oregon coasts. Snow levels will steadily fall this afternoon as cold air surges in. The coverage of snow will increase from the Klamath and Cascades of northern California into the Washington and Oregon Cascades, eastward into the northern Rockies. 1 to 2 feet of snow appears likely in the mountains through the day tomorrow. Winter storm warnings have been issued. High pressure will migrate from the Intermountain region across the central U.S., meanwhile, into the eastern seaboard over the next couple of days. Much of the south will be fairly dry through the end of the week, except for South Texas, where showers and thunderstorms will linger. Temperatures will also see a warming trend from the central and northern plains spreading eastward into the Midwest, where highs will range from 10 to 20 degrees above average into tomorrow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Pembroke Pines, Miami, Orlando, and Titusville, all in Florida, to a low of 16 below zero at Jeffrey City, Wyoming. For those traveling, across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy, upper 30s, Boston mostly sunny, windy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the mid-20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 54, set in 1999, and the record low, 17 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:58 p.m., 9 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with a few flurries and snow showers today and highs in the 20s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy today with scattered snow showers and highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy today with highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy and cold, mid-20s. Sunny, less wind, near 30 on Friday. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Saturday. A late-day shower possible. Breezy but milder, mid-40s. Showers Saturday night. Rain and snow showers Sunday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, near 40. Back into the 30s with snow showers on Monday. And in the 20s with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.